This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Merry Christmas. Dear friends, Merry Christmas. We say it, but do we really know what it means? Or is it just a seasonal version of have a nice day? Let's take a closer look for a moment. The merry part, well, that's easy. Who doesn't want to be merry, particularly as winter sets in? But Christmas, that's where the meaning gets a little tricky. It obviously is a reference to Christ, but it has a deeper meaning. The old English origin is a reference to the Mass. So a Merry Christmas was a wish for a joyful Eucharistic celebration as the focal point of the holiday. Going a step further, the word Mass, well, it has its origins in the Latin Missa, the same root word as mission. And that's Christ's constant charge to us, to be disciples, to be on a mission, his mission, to join our lips and our lives in the prayer of the angels, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. So with due respect to Cindy Lou Who and all the fine folks down in Whoville, the Grinch may have done them a favor swiping all that Christmas loot. Only maybe he should have kept it. Christians have to wonder, what transformed the Nativity, a remembrance of Christ's birth, into an occasion to spend too much, to eat too much, to drink too much? How has God's initial act of our redemption come to be celebrated by Cyber Monday and Black Friday? Well, blame it on the pagans, both the contemporary ones and the ancient ones. Like so many of our traditions, the timing of the Yule season was originally a pagan festival borrowed by the early Christians. So you might say that's only going back to its origins. At the risk of joining up with the Grinch and Scrooge and all the other sourpusses, I'm tempted to say, so what? Has all the Christmas brouhaha added to the glory of God? Is Christ honored by the commercial orgy that surrounds Christmas? If the pagans have reemerged to take back their own, well, who cares? It's no great loss. So this Christmas, let's refocus our attention on where it belongs, on the birth of Christ, the incarnate God, and let the tinsel fall where it may. Luke's beautiful narrative is so familiar and so straightforward that our time here is better spent probing the significance of the event rather than embellishing on its details. Of all the wonders recorded by Scripture, the singular significance of the Nativity is that in those unlikely circumstances, God chose to become human while remaining God. Let that sink in for a moment. God, so awesome that the ancient Hebrews could not even whisper his name, is now suddenly among us. Emmanuel has come, and he's so much more than anyone could have expected to save us, to shake us from our self-indulgence, to atone for every sin that ever was or ever will be. The love of God was made flesh in the person of the Christ child. And through him, you and I were reconciled with God. We have a unique window into his purpose, an open channel for his love, and a perfect model of holiness to guide us in all things. Even before the infant could speak, the circumstance of his birth was his first sermon to us. Laid in a manger, surrounded by shepherds, God is telling us that his new covenant will not be based on power and hierarchy. It'll be based on service and sacrifice. The new paradigm will be love and humility, not encyclopedic regulation and micromanagement of all of human behavior. In this context, our challenge is not to keep Christ in Christmas. He's not a seasonal ornament that we want included among all the others. Christ isn't in Christmas. Christ is Christmas, and his nativity is integral to who he is. In the person of Jesus, God became like us so that we become more like him. Christmas, it's not an end in itself. It's a beginning, an initial event in the continuum of our redemption. Stripped of its Christian context, you might as well call it the holidays, or more accurately, the year-end overindulgence festival. With all that said, nothing is bigger than the heart of Jesus, and he wants you and me to be happy. So, my friends, let's deck the halls, let's trim the tree, let's hang the stockings. Let's sing White Christmas and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer along with all the other carols. But first, last, and always, let's remember the reason for the season. The joy of Christmas is in the miracle, not in the material. It's in the mystery, not in the myths. The love of God is alive and among us, so that every year we can celebrate anew. Jesus Christ is born today, right here, right now, in you and me. And that's the Merry Christmas I wish you, a blessed and joyful Christmas, wrapped in the saving love of the newborn Christ. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.